rather than into flesh. As he and the man in the black robe crashed together onto the hard stone floor, Langdon saw the bandaged nub on the end of the man's right arm, and he realized to his bewilderment that he had just tackled Peter Solomon. As they slid together across the stone floor, the helicopter's searchlights blazed down from above. The chopper thundered in low, its skids practically touching the expansive wall of glass. On the front of the helicopter, a strange-looking gun rotated, aiming downward through the glass. The red beam of its laser scope sliced through the skylight and danced across the floor, directly toward Langdon and Solomon.
No!
But there was no gunfire from above, only the sound of the helicopter blades. Langdon felt nothing but an eerie ripple of energy that shimmered through his cells. Behind his head, on the pigskin chair, the laptop hissed strangely. He spun in time to see its screen suddenly flash to black. Unfortunately, the last visible message had been clear. Sending message. 100% complete.
Pull up, damn it! Up!
The UH-60 pilot threw his rotors into overdrive, trying to keep his skids from touching any part of the large glass skylight. He knew the 6,000 pounds of lift force that surged downward from his rotors was already straining the glass to its breaking point. Unfortunately, the incline of the pyramid beneath the helicopter was efficiently shedding the thrust sideways, robbing him of lift.
Up! Now!
He tipped the nose, trying to skim away, but the left strut hit the center of the glass. It was only for an instant, but that was all it took. The temple room's massive oculus exploded in a swirl of glass and wind, sending a torrent of jagged shards plummeting into the room below.
Stars falling from heaven.
Moloch stared up into the beautiful white light and saw a veil of shimmering jewels fluttering toward him, accelerating, as if racing to shroud him in their splendor. Suddenly, there was pain. Everywhere. Stabbing, searing, slashing, razor-sharp knives piercing soft flesh. Chest, neck, thighs, face. His body tightened all at once, recoiling. His blood-filled mouth cried out as the pain ripped him from his trance. The white light above transformed itself, and suddenly, as if by magic, a dark helicopter was suspended above him, its thundering blades driving an icy wind down into the temple room, chilling Moloch to the core, and dispersing the wisps of incense to the distant corners of the room. Moloch turned his head and saw the Akeda knife lying broken by his side, smashed upon the granite altar, which was covered in a blanket of shattered glass.
Even after everything I did to him, Peter Solomon averted the knife. He refused to spill my blood.
With welling horror, Moloch raised his head and peered down along the length of his own body.
This living artifact was to have been his great offering. But it lay in tatters. His body was drenched in blood, huge shards of glass protruding from his flesh in all directions.
Weakly, Moloch lowered his head back to the granite altar and stared up through the open space in the roof. The helicopter was gone now. In its place, a silent, wintry moon. Wide-eyed, Moloch lay gasping for breath.
All alone. On the Great Altar.
Chapter 122.
The secret is how to die.
Moloch knew it had all gone wrong. There was no brilliant light, no wondrous reception, only darkness and excruciating pain, even in his eyes. He could see nothing, and yet he sensed movement all around him. There were voices, human voices. One of them, strangely, belonging to Robert Langdon.
How can this be?
She's okay, Langdon kept repeating. Catherine is fine, Peter. Your sister is okay.
No, Moloch thought. Catherine is dead. She must be.
Moloch could no longer see, could not tell if his eyes were even open, but he heard the helicopter banking away. An abrupt calm settled through the temple room. Moloch could feel the smooth rhythms of the earth becoming uneven, as if the ocean's natural tides were being disrupted by a gathering storm. Kao ab ordo. Unfamiliar voices were shouting now, talking urgently with Langdon about the laptop and video file.
It's too late, Malak knew. The damage is done.
By now the video was spreading like wildfire into every corner of a shocked world, destroying the future of the Brotherhood.
Those most capable of spreading the wisdom must be destroyed.
The ignorance of mankind is what helped the chaos grow. The absence of light on Earth is what nourished the darkness that awaited Malak.
I have done great deeds, and soon I will be received as a king.
Malak sensed that a lone individual had quietly approached. He knew who it was. He could smell the sacred oils he had rubbed into his father's shaved body.
I don't know if you can hear me,
Peter Solomon whispered in his ear,
but I want you to know something.
He touched a finger to the sacred spot atop Malak's skull.
What you wrote here.
He paused. This is not the last word.
Of course it is, Malak thought. You convinced me of that beyond a doubt.
According to legend, the last word was written in a language so ancient and arcane that mankind had all but forgotten how to read it. This mysterious language, Peter had revealed, was in fact the oldest language on Earth.
The language of symbols.
In the idiom of symbology, there was one symbol that reigned supreme above all others. The oldest and most universal. This symbol fused all the ancient traditions in a single solitary image that represented the illumination of the Egyptian sun god, the triumph of alchemical gold, the wisdom of the philosopher's stone, the purity of the Rosicrucian rose, the moment of creation, the all, the dominance of the astrological sun, and even the omniscient all-seeing eye that hovered atop the unfinished pyramid.
The circumpunct, the symbol of the source, the origin of all things.
This is what Peter had told him moments ago. Malak had been skeptical at first, but then he had looked again at the grid, realizing that the image of the pyramid was pointing directly at the lone symbol of the circumpunct, a circle with a dot in its center.
The Masonic pyramid is a map, he thought, recalling the legend, which points to the last word.
It seemed his father was telling the truth after all.
All great truths are simple. The last word is not a word. It is a symbol.
Eagerly, Malak had inscribed the great symbol of the circumpunct on his scalp. As he did so, he felt an upwelling of power and satisfaction.
My masterpiece and offering are complete.
The forces of darkness were waiting for him now. He would be rewarded for his work. This was to be his moment of glory. And yet, at the last instant, everything had gone horribly.